Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, this topic comes from Down Under, the land of lockdowns and mass hysteria. I have a story to share. Recently my mate told me he had thought about seeing an escort. It's legal in this part of the world. He emailed her, heard back, but decided not to go ahead. Many months later, as Australia enters into lockdown with severe restrictions, he gets an email from this escort, saying it's a shame that they didn't get to see each other, but she'd like to see him on her OnlyFans account. My mate tells me this never happens, that a guy has to chase an escort to see her almost as hard as he would a woman in the bar, but here she is contacting him to get him onto OnlyFans. This seems to be a sign of the times. There is desperation out there that wasn't even there a short while ago, and it'll probably only get worse. Apparently the escort prices are still huge, with even land whales charging a ton, like maybe $400 to $500 Australian dollars an hour. Mate, I'm paying that amount to not have to see them. It seems like they have a while yet to get their prices in line with harsh economic realities. Sandman, what are your thoughts? Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You're the third or fourth person that requested that I cover this particular topic of working escort girls falling onto harder times, even though their business has always been about hard times, if you know what I mean. I see the same thing in Canada on our escort website called LeoList. $400 to $500 so a woman can love me long time while snorfing up my log. Most of the ads on LeoList are from women that don't actually want to meet you. They just want you to subscribe to their OnlyFans too. I'm hearing the same is happening in the United States. It's funny because women are desperate for clients, yet they won't cut the prices. It's like they got so used to their high dollar value during the coup and being able to charge whatever they want, that as things open up, which they are everywhere, even though it doesn't feel like it right now, they don't seem to understand the basic laws of supply and demand. I'll discuss this and more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Rub Done Right. Season your meat with an award-winning original rub and black garlic steak seasoning. When you're done beating your meat and rubbing one out, get Rub Done Right. The flavor is amazing and it's healthier for you than white garlic. Also get a 15% discount if you use the promo code SANDMAN on their website. Remember, meat is murder. A tasty, delicious, well-seasoned murder. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the fatzos and OnlyFans demanding $500 to fondle their fupas, Clown World Show. I remember years ago listening to Jordan Peterson, and he was talking about differences between men and women when it comes to income. One of the reasons he explained for men making more money than women was that men would get into industries that would scale up. For example, before my channel was throttled down by YouTube and demonetized, for the longest time I kept seeing my view counts double, every 8 or 9 months for 3 to 4 years. The same effort, but I would make more money, because more people would watch the content, but it would take me the same amount of time to produce. When an escort starts an OnlyFans page, you can make one single sexy time video and sell it to 200 guys for $20 a pop. That's $400 for her over a period of a year or two, instead of only $400 to see one guy once. Every time she sells a digital copy to coax some cuck's cock out of hiding, she can post that fact on her Twitter page as a so-called thank you. But it's not just the thank you. It's also about advertising herself to her followers on Twitter, as well as many others. Women are learning how to digitize their hinies, and it makes them more money than servicing individual males one at a time. This could explain why prices are rising for escort work, because it is possible that more women are doing OnlyFans, but less of them are actually seeing men face-to-face. So while there may be more sex workers out there than ever, less of them are actually giving out the girlfriend experience. Instead, more of them are choosing to do OnlyFans, perhaps. It offers them an advantage because it's safer because they can do it from home on their phone and they don't need a pimp, because it makes them more money because they can profit 10 times on one sexual encounter that they actually enjoy doing when they film it instead of 10 separate encounters that they hate. Also because they don't have to worry about lockdowns and the dreaded green leaky cooch disease. Plus they don't have to run the risk of being caught by the police on OnlyFans and risk running into someone they know in real life. They can do that by privating their page posts for everyone except paying customers. Plus they don't have to spend tons of money on their appearance. OnlyFans followers are the new Instagram followers, which used to be YouTube subscribers. Being an influencer for Google or Facebook was so 2010. Now young high school girls in the West are saying that their number one career choice is OnlyFans model. The women in Australia are not desperate because they will get government printed assistance if they run into trouble. Besides women having an easier option to sell themselves than party time in the bedroom and government handouts, this shows me that the world's oldest profession with regards to meeting a dirty working girl in a motel is rapidly changing, and we are seeing wealth inequality play out in that market in the way that it has in the housing market. Men that can't afford to pay $400 to $500 for an hour of fun are being priced out of that market entirely, while men that have seen their wealth rise exponentially during the coup, thanks to tech stocks and other things like crypto, are not feeling the same sort of thirst, and they don't need OnlyFans. That's just for the commoners. OnlyFans also wants to do an initial public offering of stock, and they plan on cleaning up their site before looking to raise money. If they go public, I'll definitely be buying their shares. Women are digitizing themselves and using the internet to make money. That's also why I like Match Group stock, not because women are making money off of dating on Tinder, but because technology is increasing the thirst of men out there, looking for a girlfriend. If you pay $20 a month for unlimited swipe rights and super likes, and you're anything like myself, you'll be able to get a girlfriend on Tinder in about a week or two. But if you're throttled down to only a small number of swipes per day, it may take you 30, 40, or even 50 plus days to get one. Guys are figuring out that it's worth an extra $20 a month for a month or two so they can have sex a lot sooner. You either have the choice for $20 a month for an OnlyFans account, or the $400 for an immediate rendezvous with the woman, if that's even possible in Australia or Canada's crazy cucked lockdowns. You can be sure to bet that if there is an OnlyFans stock, it's going to be volatile. We're in a world now where it seems that the safest places to put your money in the long term are the most unstable and unpredictable short term. Almost as if there are market manipulators out there trying to chase people away from the best investments. But of course, women prefer price stability and low volatility. So of course, they are going to use the OnlyFans model of putting their sexual content out there and just collecting cash. But like so many men, they're finally figuring out that having only a regular paycheck is not the way to go ahead anymore. It's like many of us were told that to retire comfortably, we needed a paid-off house, government pension plan, employer pension plan, as well as our own personal self-guided pension plan too. We were told to diversify our retirement income streams. Women are getting smart and figuring out how to use technology to leverage their boobies to get what they want. The coup brought in too many of them too fast into the digital simp economy. And most women doing OnlyFans are only making $400 to $500 a month and saturating the market. If they were making enough money from it, then they wouldn't be going out and contacting men they haven't spoken to in months or even years to sign up and follow them. They have to solicit men to follow them because men have many means of sexual release online. Endless amounts of online content. Why would they pay a woman over the internet to see nude pictures? They would if they were somewhat emotionally or physically connected to such a woman. Your friend Mr. Anonymous used to see and sleep with that Aussie working girl. She's probably hoping he has some level of emotional attachment to her that will lead him to pay $20 a month, which after a year ends up to $240, spaced out over 12 months, and maybe even more money over the longer term. It's the price that women would have charged for a one-on-one encounter 5 years ago. Now it just costs them 5 seconds of their time to send you an email for free, and that could easily lead to $200 or $300 over a number of months. This isn't just happening in Australia. It's happening everywhere in the Western world. It's going to get a lot worse too. However, these women are nowhere near desperate yet. You're going to know it's desperate when you see articles written about sex workers suffering and having to lower their prices because they aren't making enough money. We aren't there yet. A lot of guys have actually done really well financially over the last year of the coup, even though a lot of guys have actually been hurt by it. Many guys are up 30 or 40% in their portfolios thanks to money printing. Even with a 10 to 15% inflation rate and taxes, that still leaves them with a ton of wealth that they can use to pay for those working girls. Some are probably even generous at those Australian brothels, and as a result, women think that all guys in their country are just as capable, and they keep the prices that high believing that guys that aren't willing to pay are just being cheap. They might not understand that there's an issue with money itself. I don't want to keep explaining the inflation argument out there, so I put a link in the description to a video from Anthony Pompliano. He's a guy that I follow, and he covers it quite nicely. What those land whales that are charging $400 to $500 an hour for Shamu rides don't understand is that the number of men that are willing and able to pay that is a number that's slim to none. They believe it's better to find one sucker for that price instead of working three or four guys for that much. Back in 2013, the prices for such services in Canada were around $100 to $120. Now they want $400 to $500. This is the same thing I've seen in many businesses, including photography and video. I run into these guys that charge thousands of bucks for 2 to 3 hours of work for a bar mitzvah, or guys that charge $4,000 to $5,000 for a wedding, and they advertise themselves and their business, and people hire them because they believe that it's such a high price, it means quality service. But they're lazy and only want to work with two or three clients a month. There's so many of them entering the market all looking to make thousands of dollars on their very first job, and are aggressive salespeople first, and that gives a lot of people that were in the business for the last 20 or 30 years a bad name. If I didn't raise my prices, then potential clients will think that I'm starting in business, just starting, or that I'm not very good at what I do. So the COOF brought in tons of women into the flesh fairs in Australia, and they don't want to lower their prices, and as a result, they force other women that aren't land whales to also raise their prices. You have a situation where the market has an abundance of supply, but the new woman asks too much money, and this distorts the pricing signals. Hopefully this will be corrected when the COOF goes away, but I don't think so. You'll see a proliferation of part-time whores in the gig economy, maybe getting on their backs for 4 to 5 guys each and every single month. Throw in a couple grand worth of OnlyFans earnings each month, and she's pulling $30,000 to $40,000 a year off that. She gets what she wants, but there might end up being thousands of guys no longer buying sex services because a $500 land whale is too much to squeeze. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women don't want to get smashed by men up their slot unless the payout is the same as winning a Las Vegas jackpot. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the overpriced whores that are barely working away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.